in our time is just this. In Rumi's time, need is more important than this. First of all, kneeling that you don't do in time of Moses and Pharaoh, that's showing you respect. You should kneel in front of Pharaoh. When you do the prayer, you go on your knee, because that's what you do in front of God, right? So knee is a little bit different then. Here he will say, knee is the school of Sufi. What does that mean? That's something else that maybe you cannot even imagine. When somebody wants to have a very private place that nobody interferes. Nowadays you think about a separate room with acoustic and all that. In Rumi's time is just sitting and putting your head on your knees, going like that. Means you bundle yourself to have your private space to think about what? About you. When you turn around and you do that, to study yourself. This is why the knee is the school of the Sufi. Sufi is a fellow that will dig down in him or herself. That what's in here? What am I doing? Who am I? That's... So he will end the paragraph with that. With a very magical stuff. He was talking about the simple stuff. Okay, there are these two guys, they're clever, they're told a story, so they want to do something. Suddenly, last three verses are magical. First of all, when they received the message, what happened to them? Do you remember the guy, the Umar was sleeping under the tree, and the messenger of, you remember that? He explained it to you that there are two different feelings. If they are together, this is the magical moment. It's the combination of two sides of you. One side who should have fear, because when you know that you don't know the best, you should be cautious, right? That's fear. And that fear normally is negative. You're afraid. But when it comes to love and it mixes with love, it will make you a good lover. Because a good lover doesn't dare to do any, to take any risk for the beloved. So somehow the fear over there is the show of respect. What is respect? Respect is combination of fear and love. That's what the respect is all about. We talked about it over there. Rumi wishes that you will remember it. He did. And he said, when they received this message, suddenly in their heart they found kindness and the fear together. These are sorcerers. That guy was a fighter. Remember, he said, oh, why should I have fear? I have fighted, I've killed the people, why should I? Here is not that case. The case is different. He said, erge jins yat, vein of homogeneity. I don't know if it does the job or not, because that is a very famous expression, that when you feel that you share something with someone, you feel closer. You feel that, okay, we could deal with each other, we could understand each other, we look alike, and things like that. When they heard that there are two sorcerers which are completely different, with one stick they bothered everyone, so they felt the same. This started to move in them and said, ah, okay, if If he's like me, what should I do? I found somebody, they explained there is some fellow who is like this and this, and I feel we are the same. What should I do? First of all, I should dig down that, what's wrong with me? Do you remember I was supposed to be unique? When there is something that someone else shares with me, that's not my unique part. It's something else there. So I should study myself. This is exactly the same way. Do you remember the first king when nobody could cure the handmaiden? He went in the mosque to Mihrab to go down, be a bundle, and think about inside what's going on here. Studying yourself is that. So we will bring it at the end of this. Good? Yeah.
How those two magicians summoned their father from the grave and questioned their father's spirit concerning the real nature of Moses, on whom be peace. Afterwards they said,
what does it mean afterward? After digging in, doing this understanding, let it at the end of the paragraph, after the soul searching, we call it now, right? After the soul searching, they called the mother. Yep.
Come, O mother, where is our father's grave? Do thou show us the way. She took them and showed the way to his grave. Then they kept a 3 days fast for the sake of the king. After that they said, O father, the king in consternation hath sent us a message that two men have brought him to sore straits and have destroyed his prestige with the army. There is not with them any weapons or soldiers, nothing but a rod, and in the rod is a calamity and bane.
Okay, as simple as that. Very quickly said, okay, after digging down and soul searching, they called the mother. The mother showed the path towards the tomb of the father, didn't take them there. And when arrived there, for 3 days they should fast. Why? Do you know anything about fasting? The beginning of this book. The book 3 was about fasting. Not eating this and not accepting this explanation, that explanation. Not swallowing whatever nonsense you hear and all that. So 3 days ceremony of fasting to clean the inside, to purify themselves. Then they explained that, oh, Father, this is how it happened. Two guys are here and they have nothing but that silly stick, but they ruin everything. Yeah.
Thou art gone into the world of the righteous, though to outward seeming thou liest in a tomb. If that is magic, inform us. And if it be divine, O Spirit of our Father, also inform us, so that we may bow down and bring ourselves in touch with an elixir. We are despairing, and a hope has come. We are banished, and mercy has drawn us.
You see, the last verse is a little bit out of place over there. They're just questioning now, they haven't received anything, but you will see the changes in them because of that fasting, that looking for it, and that feeling inside. Suddenly they will say, hey, if that's the magic, the sorcery, let us know, and if it is divine, let us bow over there, because that will be the elixir. They are not so arrogant that they don't want to be changed. They think that if there is an elixir, okay, I am the copper, I want to be the gold. So I will accept that. And they know it. they somehow feel it and they say, we are hopeless, and the hope is here. Actually, this is Rumi letting you know what's going inside them. Because in a way, you are sort of sorcerers, you are the clever guys. You should always remember that, okay? The test is out there. One day in an occasion, I'm going to see that magical stuff. Oh my God, please make me ready for that moment. Because I should seize that moment. That's my salvation, actually. Yes?
How the dead magician answered his sons. He said to them in dream, oh my sons, it is not possible to speak openly.
Have you heard about that dream? Didn't we talk about them going to sleep? No, we don't need to. We explained that dream right at the beginning. Here is just right at the beginning. Do you remember right at the beginning we said, Shah Chajzan Tabiban Rabidid Pagrehne Janib Masjid? Do you remember that? When the king observed that the non-functional doctors around, he took off the shoe, went to the mosque. Exactly the same thing is happening here. These guys, they heard this magical story. They went to mother, then the father, then fasting, then doing the soul searching, all of that. Okay. They posed the question that, apparently you're not here, but we believe you're in paradise. Please let us know. He doesn't talk back. He tells them in their dream, because that state of dream is the opening to salvation, remember? Because when you're awake, the animal is there. When you're sleeping, the animal is sleeping. Something else is awakened. When you are imagination, the human being is coming out. When you understand non-existence, then you are complete. This is what we understand, remember? And that non-existence is the most important part. When we talk about non-existence, did you hear me? Non-existence. What was that? Could you explain to me? This six-year-old boy wants to know, what is this non-existence? Ah, you forgot. How many times I should repeat it? Will?
Many.
Many. How about too many?
There is not too many.
There is not too many. Okay. Non-existence of me. How about that? Do you remember Far Vafana at the end will say, not having, not being? I should understand non-existence of me. That's the most important thing. Non-existence of the food. Even dog could understand that. Non-existence of interplanetary, non-existence of me, this ego. So here, he will tell them in their dream what's happening. Yes?
Excuse me.
Yeah?
So non-existence of me is the same as being totally selfless. Being selfless.
Being selfless is non-existence of me. Yeah, letting go of yourself, your self-interest, self-view, self-knowledge, or whatever, to understand that you are not the center of the universe. I know it's difficult for you, especially. Yes.
It is not permitted to me to speak openly and freely, yet the mystery is not far from mine eye. But I will show you a sign that this hidden thing may be made manifest to you. O light of mine eyes, when you go thither, become acquainted with the place where he sleeps. And at the time when that sage is asleep, make for the rod, abandon fear. If thus...
What was that? maybe today I am